Section 3, Capital Allowances. In the 2007 budget, the Chancellor announced some fairly major changes to the capital allowance system for 2008. Gordon Brown, now Prime Minister, was truly the master of forward announcement, often with little detail, and this one's no exception. For the current year, 2007-08, the temporary 50% rate of first-year allowance for small businesses spending money on plant and machinery was extended by one more year to April 2008. It's worth remembering that in this regard, companies are small with respect to the Companies Act 1985 and not by reference to taxable profits. For 2008-09 onwards, there are significant reforms to the capital allowances system. The Chancellor announced a new annual investment allowance for the first £50,000 of spending on plant and machinery in the general pool. Now, the scope and content of this is subject to consultation, but this does look to be very good news. AAT companies will benefit from this measure. But the quid pro quo, the something for something, is that first-year allowances look set to go, and for writing down allowances above the £50,000 limit are being reduced from 25% per annum to 20% per annum, both, of course, on a reducing balance basis. There is a lot of suggestion that these may well drop further. From 2008-09 onwards, the writing down allowances on industrial buildings and on agricultural buildings will be phased out over a four-year period. Both regimes, which are of course rather old, will be gone by 2010-11. And as a step towards this, most balancing adjustments will have gone from the 21st of March 2007. Also, from 2008-09, the writing down allowances on fixtures in buildings will be set at 10%. And again, this is subject to consultation. One final point in respect of capital allowances is the other budget announcement that a business premises renovation allowance is to be introduced. From April 2007, this allows businesses who buy and renovate business premises that have been vacant for 1 year to claim a full tax relief on their capital spending on the conversion or renovation of that property. Details of this can be found in the budget notice number 8 on the HMRC website.